Philip Sample P after these George and K. Today's date is 06/20/2022. Dictation is for Senita Salinas. Salinas spells S-A-L-I-N-A-S. Senita spells C-E-N-A-I-D-A. Date of birth is 11/08/1967. This is a 54-year-old lady here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, or obesity. Is there for follow-up for this condition? On medication refill period, she stated that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient indicated that she, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, she lost her son who died in his sleep and has been experiencing some chest discomfort, some inability to sleep, have a good night's sleep, comma, and feeling of restlessness period. She stated she has a history of anxiety in the past for which she abused Buspar, which helped and would like to have a refill of this medication period. Next paragraph, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, she denies shortness of breath. Denies diaphoresis. Next paragraph. Denies abdominal pain. Denies nausea. Correction. Denies abdominal pain. Denies problem with urination. Denies painful extremities. Periods. Denies headache. Denies dizziness. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Past surgical history. Social history. Family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's a large-oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 98% at room air, blood pressure 141/94, pulse 80, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis for your next paragraph. Correction, next line. EKG was done. According to the EKG, reveals normal sinus rhythm. No acute injury demonstrated on study period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. Non-tendon, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is anxiety. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, hypercholesterolemia. Number 4, obesity. Number 5, grieving. Son's death. Period. Next paragraph. Today in the clinic, EKG was done. EKG described above. Next paragraph. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, T3, T4, TSH, and vitamin D were done. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was offered a psychologist referral, but she declined. She says she thinks she'd be okay if she gets the Buspar, because she has used that in the past and it works well for her. Patient was sent home with the following prescription: Buspiron, B-U-S-P-I-R-O-N, 10 milligrams, 1 P-O-B-I-D for 30 days, number 60. She has 2 refills, period. Next paragraph. Patient was encouraged to do exercises, mainly walking for at least an hour every other day. And that will help with her weight as well as help with her symptoms of signs and symptoms of anxiety, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.